How to talk like Buddha. Talking meditation is one of the most important meditations because speech is an area where most people go immediately unconscious. Most of what we say to each other is out of habit, programming, and of posturing, hoping that by what we say we will get a result or an opinion of ourselves that's desired. When you begin talking meditation, you begin by really bringing awareness into yourself. What is my intention here in communicating with this person? Am I here to listen? Am I here to share and create connection? Am I here to move something forward? Know your intention so that when smaller intentions come up, like being right, you can return to the bigger intention at hand. Notice if you have any hidden agendas. Ask yourself, am I truly open to what this person has to say? Do I care what this person has to say? Do I care about what I'm saying? Right speech is one of the eightfold aspects of the path in Buddhism that lead to happiness, freedom from suffering. In right speech, people are encouraged to refrain from idle chatter, gossip, lying, harsh speech, and slander, or anything that would turn people against each other. These aren't shoulds, they're not commandments. They're simply suggestions for greater happiness and more connection, greater peace inside. You might have noticed if you've ever slandered somebody or used harsh words against someone, it doesn't actually create more peace. It creates turbulence in your inner being. Think of a figure from history that you greatly respect. And notice how conscious they were with their speech. We have an intuitive sense when someone is taking care with what they say versus when they're being reckless. And it instills a trust, a sense of safety, reliability and dignity, wisdom and compassion. Once you're clear on your intention, the next step in speaking meditatively is to ask these four questions before you speak. Is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary or useful? And is this the right time to say it? When you ask these questions before speaking, you might find that you speak a lot less. That's okay. It gives you an opportunity to listen. And you'll be amazed how much more energy you have when you're not talking as much. Talking expends a lot of energy. Having answered these questions, as you begin to talk, stay conscious. Notice the emotions and thoughts that run through your head. Notice the feel of your lips and tongue and teeth moving. Notice your body movements and gestures and your facial expressions, all of which are exquisitely tailored by your conscious and unconscious mind. Are they yours, or are they learned from family and friends? Maybe from an actor that you like, or from fears and insecurities. Do you dominate with grandiose gestures? Are your eyes looking at the person you're talking to, or are they on the ground? Notice. Nothing is wrong, just notice. How much of the time are you actually talking, and how much of the time is talking happening to you? Observe. As you're talking, are you actually communicating? Is the other person receiving what you're saying? If not, change your method. Remember your higher intention to communicate rather than to be right, to connect. Ask questions. As you're talking, notice if you're trying to control the other person. Are you criticizing or invalidating? Are you judging or giving advice? Are you insisting on being right or defending yourself? Are you sidetracking? Are you analyzing or interpreting or trying to interrupt a flow of emotion? Are you speaking from your heart or are you speaking a rehearsed response? Are you trying to control their opinion of you? How often do you express your wild self? Are you daring to reveal yourself? Talking meditation is the art of getting naked with another, expressing your soul, staying conscious, and seeing what happens.